But in saying that the future's only shifted by changing institutions, he's essentially accepting the fait accompli of the state, accepting the logic of rule, the logic of accumulation as totalitarian tool. And I believe unintentionally, he thereby returns us to a collectivist view of altruism, which he was arguing in opposition to Plato, that it is only by, just as Alice Miller said to a lot of good folks, you gotta have a soul to stand opposed when states attempt to install totalitarian rule. Because the state is designed to suck on and divide, devour, denude, dispirit, diffuse our, we the people's power. When Popper says the following, the fait accompli of the state is evident. Quote, this theory of checks and balances can at least claim careful consideration. The only objections to this claim, as far as I can see, are A, that such control is practically impossible, or B, that it's essentially inconceivable since political power is essentially sovereign, i.e., in its essence, inherently sovereign. Both of these dogmatic objections are, I believe, refuted by the facts. Unquote. And here our people's lexicon clears things up, as it helps us see that political power is indeed essentially sovereign, as political power means controlling us, we the people. So with a sweep of his hand, he unconsciously shoves to the back our hopes, our thoughts, our plans for true freedom, global freedom, the freedom of the species. Why would he do this? If he too wasn't afraid of the full releasing of the people's energy because of the horror of those marching boots around him, I believe he was struck by how easily he saw we could be manipulated into following power's lead, as the thought, in Goring's words, that the rulers can always bring the people around to do their bidding was certainly not novel to our Popper. And give Goring's thought its due, it certainly has been true. So how can we know, as I wrote in Beginning Again, that, quote, the people are ready? Class divides insidiously. Before we even know it, we deny full credit of infinite possibilities to our brothers and sisters who are ready instantly to be free. Consider alchemy. Because we've been divided from each other, Popper couldn't know what Thomas Dekker knew, or even what George Sand knew. And you can read that quote in the blog, Getting to Our Future Freedom. What is freedom? Unrealized interdependency means structurally reinforced irreverence, i.e. the circuit never completes. All our energy gets sucked away into the hands of the few. I pondered a lot how Popper, so clear of thought, so honest, could have missed the implication of such blatant irreverence built structurally into class society. What Popper couldn't see was the need for reverence, acknowledgement of debt, to be reinforced structurally, built into our built world. So Popper couldn't know what he couldn't know. What doesn't he know? The people are ready. The only reason we seem not ready is lack of empathy, but we've been designed that way. We will have to consciously redesign ourselves to relearn how to think in earth terms. Empathy jumpstarts the process of thinking authentically, and vice versa, by the way, because if you can see the unfairness done to the species by stealing our life energy, the mind starts working on how to end it. And that's unquote from Beginning Again. But what about those marching boots? I know we are still worried about those marching boots. I've heard good folk, right now today say, well, what about those marching boots? Essentially, because they acknowledge, we were talking, they acknowledge, yeah, capitalism is doomed, but You can't be sure, and this is Wallerstein's argument, that what will follow is going to be better. He's arguing that it could be worse. It could be those marching boots. And Popper thought the same thing, I'm sure. We're ready because we're looking for what's true. We're searching right now. I can feel that searching globally because we got a lot of youth energy around the world. You feel me? The percentage of youth out there in the world today may be what is causing this surge of hopeful energy that many of us are feeling. And we are looking for what's true. The good fellowship we are born with is our due. And we've been trying since the broken hand of class began to understand how that violation happened. And most importantly, how to move past it.